Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And finally, a Florida woman says she found an assault rifle inside a box meant to be filled with a baby bouncer as she opened presents for her unborn child. The semi-automatic weapon even came with some unmatching ammunition after being purchased at a local Goodwill store. The gift giver, Veronica Alvarez Rodriguez, said that she bought the Baby Einstein activity jumper for about $10 at a Goodwill store in Florida, and that the package was not even open when she bought it.
Yeah, the funny part of this is she did this story on Friday, and her uncle called me. He lives locally here, and he was like, pretty sure that's my niece in Crestview, Florida. And so we tracked her down, and she's on the hotline right now.
So the local guy here called, because that's actually his niece?
That is his niece, yeah.
All right, let me get her phone here. Hold on. Hey, Veronica.
Hello. Hey,
I guess your uncle called us, and the story made national news. I don't know if you're getting attention from all over the country.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
So you went out to pick this up for a friend and as a baby gift, correct?
Yes.
And it was one of those little bouncers. And when you didn't look in the box?
I did not. It was taped, just taped all around with clear tape, like if it was just packaged. So I was like, okay, there's no need to open it. It's probably new.
Yeah, like it was a return.
Not even a return. I don't know. It was just taped.
Oh, okay. All right, so it looked like it had never been opened.
Yeah.
And so you take it over there, by the way. Were you embarrassed or did you go, that's awesome?
When they opened the package?
Yeah.
I was in shock. I was like, that is not supposed to be in there. My husband was in shock. Everybody that was sitting on the couch watching her husband open the gift was laughing, thinking that we had pranked them.
Jesus Christ. Can you imagine? He starts pointing around and you're going to get it. You're going to get it.
Yeah. He was literally standing there. Like, he pulled it up, and he's 19 years old, so he's, super hype and, just excited about the gun, you know? And
Jesus.
Swinging it around. He's like, he bought me a gun.
tell me this. Is the kid
supposed to be in there?
Is the kid a girl? Have they told? Is it a girl, by the way, the baby?
The baby's a boy.
Oh, well. I'd have gone with, yeah, she's a girl. Yeah, Dad, here's your new gun. But you what?
So that happened, and I'm just like, no, that's not supposed to be in there.
So weird.
Closer to me, and I look in the bottom of the box, and there's all this ammo coming out, and I'm like, what in the world? This is real. Put it down. We don't know what happened with it.
Good for you. I'm glad you guys safely handled it. Was there one in the pipe? Was it loaded? I mean,
it was not loaded, and that's what the media keeps saying. I'm guessing to get the story out there, bigger or whatever. It was loaded.
They're just saying there was ammo in it, so they're insinuating, they're letting you kind of run with that because that's that's the job of the media to try to get people to check.
Yeah, so it was locked so that you couldn't put the clip in. So
clip
that came with the gun had ammo in it.
Gotcha. So, by the way, any gun nut job who just in their head scream, it's a magazine, not a clip, calm down. Everybody calm down. I know people are weird. So then you call the cops, which I guess you would do because you don't know why that gun's in there.
Yeah, exactly.
And what do they say? Because cops are weird. If you call them and say, hey, I got a loaded gun, they're going to come in weird.
Well, yeah, so we didn't say a loaded gun. We explained it so we went so-and-so and got this and... Now there's a weapon inside there with a bunch of ammo in the box. And so they came, and he's just, listening to the story over again. And he's like, okay, well, let me do a few things. I'm going to run the serial number, make sure this gun's not stolen or part of
a crime
or whatever. So he runs the serial number, and, in 2 seconds, he, tells us, okay, it's clean. And he's, figuring out who bought the gun and who's going to keep the gun. So he ran our IDs to make sure we weren't felons, I guess.
Yeah, because
sure
I guess
we were capable of keeping the guns.
Yeah, well, again, in your state, if you can have a private sale, that'd be technically a private sale.
So he did that, and then he's like, all right, it's your guys', go ahead and do what you want with it. And he, blasted off and, left.
Wow. So now they came back and they got it, though, after that.
Yeah, so I'm guessing as soon as, like, the media got out there, like, the Northwest Florida Daily News here, once they got the story, I'm guessing they called them, and because that's how they got their side of the story, and next thing you know, they're at the door of the people who got the gun, the baby shower people, and they took it.
and there's no way to figure it out, like, who, where it came from, or how it ended up in there. Like, there's no way to go back to the Salvation Army or wherever you bought it.
Maybe they should look at the cameras. I don't know.
No, that's what I'm saying. Is you kind of want it. I mean, look, you definitely bought the gun.
I want to go over there and be like the investigator and be like, look, this is what we need to do.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
Go back and look at the cameras and see who dropped it off.
Now,
who put it on the shelves in the first place? Like,
yeah.
Who didn't open the box? The workers, you know, like, to put it out.
Hey, so does your husband shoot? Do you guys shoot at all?
Yeah, we do. We go to the gun ranges when we can.
There you go. Look at that. Now you got a new Mossberg. Not terribly expensive, but a nice enough gun, right?
Yeah, just a little .22. So I was telling him, it's like, the first day you take it out, take us with you, because we technically purchased it, you know?
That's hilarious. That's funny. All right. Well, listen, hey, I appreciate you talking to us. And I don't know if you've been all just hammered by the media, but I appreciate your uncle giving us your number and you taking a moment for us.
Yeah, no problem.
By the way, my birthday's in August and Christmas around the corner, so send me.
I'll get you a crock pot, and hopefully there's like a 9mm.
That's exactly right. All right, you hold on a second. That's hot. I'd love that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.